Thank you and good morning. A Coast Guard helicopter piloted by Lieutenant Keith Roberts and Lieutenant Matt Fetzner was able to rescue a severely dehydrated woman who was hiking with several other people near Big Flat last Friday. The woman became ill overnight and then dehydrated, and the hiking party, which was well prepared for unforeseen circumstances, was able to radio for help. While the helicopter was en route, the hiking party was able to mark several landing zones, and the helicopter crew was able to easily find the party and land. Two rescue swimmers attended to the woman, who was brought on board with a family member and flown to St. Joe's for treatment. It took just a little over an hour and a half from the initial notification to get the woman to the hospital, and there were no other illnesses or injuries reported. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 33-year-old Benjamin Jasper Carter, who was wanted in connection with a suspected homicide in southern Humboldt last Friday. Detectives want to question Carter, who was a white male, 6'3", 180 pounds, with a possibly shaved head, mustache, and goatee. Carter has brown hair and blue eyes and is associated with a black GMC truck with a blue tailgate, front end damage, and an Oakland Raiders sticker on the tailgate. Carter is considered armed and dangerous, and the investigation involves the DA's office, County Arson Task Force, and the CHP. Anyone with information about Carter is asked to contact authorities. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a kidnapping outside of Willits, and the incident ended up with a 27-year-old man turning a shotgun on himself and committing suicide. The incident began in Willits when a 28-year-old woman was forced at gunpoint into a vehicle by her ex-boyfriend, Damian Ziegler, on Friday. Ziegler then drove the woman to the Little Darby Recreation Area, where he forced her onto a trail and told her to walk. When they reached a small rest spot, the victim reports that Ziegler forced her to lay face down and then said that he was going to sexually assault her and then kill her and himself. While attempting to remove the victim's clothing, she struggled to her feet and managed to flee. While she was running, she heard a gunshot. The victim contacted law enforcement, and sheriff's deputies and Willits police responded to the area. A canine unit led them to Ziegler, who was still armed with the shotgun. Officers ordered Ziegler to drop the weapon, but then he turned it on himself and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Arcata firefighters were called to the Humboldt State campus last week on a report of a structure fire in Shasta Hall residence dorms. A resident of the hall was reported to have suffered first and second degree burns to her face and hands during a grease fire, while two other students were treated for smoke inhalation. Three fire engines and a ladder truck responded to the scene and were notified that the burn victim had exited the building and that the fire had been extinguished. Further investigation revealed that the student was moving a pan of hot grease when the pan ignited and burned her. Chief Desmond Cowan said that a sprinkler had activated and extinguished the fire and that the student was fortunate she was not injured more severely. Two other students were evaluated for smoke inhalation and one was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police are investigating a fatal motorcycle crash that claimed the life of the rider. A Eureka police officer reported the motorcycle being driven at least 80 miles per hour in the 1000 block of Broadway just north of Wabash early Sunday morning. Fearing he would force the rider to go faster, the officer did not take enforcement action, but did follow without activating lights and siren. The officer then reported the rider lost control, was ejected from the bike, and hit a curb, suffering fatal injuries. The bike continued north and collided with a garage door, smashing through. The identification of the rider has been withheld pending notification of next of kin, and anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact Eureka Police. The investigation into a marijuana cultivation operation that has resulted in the arrest of 27-year-old Fortuna resident Robert Weiss continues as investigators search multiple properties. Deputies have already confiscated more than 1,500 marijuana plants from locations at industrial warehouses on Airport Road in Fortuna and have also searched three other locations in Fortuna, along with properties in Eureka and McKinleyville. The investigation was spurred by numerous complaints about the odor of marijuana coming from the Airport Road location, a property that had been searched by the Drug Task Force in the last 12 months. Additional suspects have been identified, and as of now, Weiss faces felony cultivation and possession for sale charges. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.